Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 95. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 67. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 101. Daytime highs approaching 105 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 94 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The Wichita Police Department says it is seeing a serious rise in overdoses. So far this year, police are reporting 618 overdose calls. And that's compared to 455 during the same period last year. That's a 36% increase in just 1 year. Governor Kelly announces more than $10 million will be invested into broadband initiatives across Kansas. The state is distributing grants to 18 organizations for internet and computer projects. Law enforcement officers across the state are preparing for a DUI enforcement campaign. It begins on August the 16th and ends on Labor Day. You are encouraged to find a sober road to keep yourself and others safe. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Congress's One Big Beautiful Bill budget package included approximately $66 billion in investment in key farm programs.
About $60 billion of that investment was put towards modernizing farm safety net programs. These modernizations include extending key commodity support programs through the 2031 crop year.
Ryan Glenn, Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau, says the focus now is on getting a new farm bill.
Chairman G.T. Thompson of the House Agriculture Committee is drafting a farm bill that addresses those remaining farm bill programs. Both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees are currently conducting hearings on important policy priorities, and they're looking to move the bill this fall.
Be sure to listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report, for the week ending August 3rd, there were 5.7 days suitable for field work. Topsoil moisture supplies rated 6% very short, 19% short, 65% adequate, and 10% surplus. And subsoil moisture supplies rated 8% very short, 22% short, 61% adequate, and 9% surplus. Corn condition rated 3% very poor, 9% poor, 26% fair, 44% good, and 18% excellent. Corn silking was 85%, behind the 91% from last year and the near 87% for the five-year average. Dough was 51%, behind the 67% from last year and the near the 52% average. And dented was 4%, behind the 9% from last year and near the 8% average. Soybean condition rated 1% very poor, 5% poor, 22% fair, 57% good, and 15% excellent. Soybeans blooming was 72%, near the 75% from last year and the 76% average, and setting pods was 35%, near the 39% from last year and behind the 43% average. Sorghum condition rated 2% very poor, 7% poor, 27% fair, 48% good, and 16% excellent. Sorghum headed was 36%, behind the 55% from last year and the 43% average, and coloring was 6%, near the 9% from last year and equal to the average. And cotton condition rated 0% very poor, 9% poor, 37% fair, 42% good, and 12% excellent. Pasture and range conditions rated 4% very poor, 8% poor, 20% fair, 55% good, and 13% excellent. The Kansas Water Office announced the opening of its two grant programs, the Technical Assistance Fund Grants and Water Projects Fund Grants, and the grants were made possible by increased funding to the State Water Plan Fund with Senate substitute for House Bill 2302, a bipartisan bill that was signed by Governor Kelly from the 2023 legislative session, which increased funding for the State Water Plan Fund and established these two grant programs. The grant programs provide funding for upfront technical assistance and on-the-ground actions that are needed to address water quantity and quality issues around the state, and these funds are generally directed to supporting water-related infrastructure projects. The Technical Assistance Fund grants seek to provide funding for planning, engineering, managing, and other technical assistance that may be necessary in the development of plans for water infrastructure projects and processing grant and loan applications for such water infrastructure projects. The Water Projects Fund grants provide funding for construction, repair, maintenance, or replacement of water-related infrastructures and any related construction costs, matching monies for grant or loan applications for water-related infrastructure projects, and application for the funds to outstanding loan balances from certain funds. Eligible applicants include municipalities and special districts related to water organized under the laws of Kansas. The applications are open through September 30, 2025, and for more information on the application criteria and process, and to learn more about the Kansas Water Office, you can visit kwo.ks.gov. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers who are searching for available talent to take part in this month's virtual statewide job fair that's hosted by KansasWorks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, August 13th. Tolan said Kansas businesses are expanding and they're landing more private sector investment from outside the state than ever before, retaining and creating an unprecedented number of jobs and growing Kansas's workforce in the process. He said whether you're an employer seeking to fill essential roles or a job seeker looking to take on a new adventure, the job fairs offer the connections, opportunities, and resources to grow your future in Kansas. The virtual job fair format allows anyone searching for a job to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. This month's virtual job statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as they might be asked to engage in an interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation, and to register, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. In Nebraska news, the University of Nebraska-Kearney will allow school alcohol sales at its football games this fall. In a press release on Tuesday, UNK said alcohol will be sold inside Cope Stadium, starting with the home opener against Chadron State on September 6th. UNK Athletic Director Mark Bauer said offering beer and other alcoholic beverages in a regulated and responsible manner is a positive step for their program and their fans. He said that they allowed alcohol consumption in their Looper fan test tailgate area for years with no incidents, and this policy allows them to extend the experience inside the stadium while prioritizing safety and fan behavior. For now, UNK said alcohol will only be sold at football games, though the policy could expand to other sports in the future. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln is also starting alcohol sales at football games, as well as volleyball this fall. The University of Nebraska Board of Regents gave the green light for alcohol sales at NU athletic facilities last year. And on Saturday, Husker fans attending the Big Red Preview were able to get alcohol at Memorial Stadium for the first time. 31-year-old Maurice Brown, who was one of the people shot in Omaha along with six other people over the weekend, was arrested on suspicion of attempted first-degree assault, six counts of second-degree assault, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, and seven counts of use of a firearm to commit a felony. According to the Omaha Police Department, the shooting happened early Saturday morning in the parking lot of Kelly's Liquor near 30th and Pinckney Roads. With police reporting that officers heard multiple gunshots in the area and arrived to find a large crowd leaving the scene. Four people with gunshot wounds went to Emmanuel Hospital in a private vehicle, and two others showed up at Creighton University Medical Center with gunshot wounds. Just minutes after the shooting, police responded to a crash about a mile away, and investigators determined that the driver was shot while fleeing the shooting and eventually lost control of the vehicle. Police said none of the injuries were life-threatening, and the investigation is ongoing. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The names of more than 6,700 graduates of the University of Kansas for summer and fall 2024 and spring 2025 have been announced by the University Registrar, and many graduates and candidates for degrees celebrated by participating in the KU commencement, which took place May 17th. Summer 2025 degrees are conferred in early fall. Local graduating students included from Lenora, David Lee Obermeyer Jr., Bachelor of General Studies in Psychology, and from Norton, Wesley A. Brooks, Bachelor of Science in Business and Accounting, Abigail Margaret DuBois, Bachelor of Arts in Classics and Bachelor in Arts in History, Kaylee Ann Gill, Doctor of Pharmacy, Kylie J. Mapes, Bachelor of Science in Exercise Science, Lena May Shelton, Master of Social Work, Coral M. Stewart, Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering, and Kennedy R. Yeager, Bachelor of Science in Chemical Engineering. From Logan, Faith Marie Erickson, Doctor of Medicine, and from Phillipsburg, Theodore Vaughn Kesey, Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, and Maggie Ann Momberg, Doctor of Medicine. Governor Kelly recently signed a proclamation recognizing August as Kansas Breastfeeding Month, and this proclamation recognizes the importance of breastfeeding for the health and well-being of Kansans. Derek Totten, MD, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment Chief Medical Officer, said breastfeeding is a public health priority in Kansas. Improving breastfeeding rates reflects the strength of statewide partnerships and community collaboration. He said breastfeeding is a vital step in safeguarding the health of both parents and infants that they remain committed to promoting and supporting. Nearly 90% of families in Kansas chose to breastfeed, and Kansas is ranked fourth in the nation for exclusively breastfeeding at 3 months and fifth in the nation at 6 months. However, only around 1 in 3 Kansas infants are exclusively breastfed through the critical first 6 months of life. Lack of support and barriers in the workplace can often be obstacles for parents who choose to breastfeed. The American Academy of Pediatrics provides guidance on breastfeeding, which calls for policy changes to address obstacles for parents who choose to breastfeed, including universal paid maternity leave and insurance coverage for lactation support, as establishing better breastfeeding support will improve both baby and mother's future health and reduce reliance on infant formula. A new nonprofit organization has been launched to provide resources to make Kansas trails more accessible, sustainable, and thriving, both now and for future generations. And Kansas Trails Incorporated, or KTI, is the first ever statewide organization dedicated to connecting, supporting, and empowering the vibrant trail community across the state. Mike Scanlon, the KTI Executive Director, said Kansas Trails Incorporated is there to empower everyone who loves, builds, and maintains trails, and they commit themselves to developing and supporting trail systems that enrich public health, fuel local economies, and preserve the natural and cultural heritage of the state. As a central hub for trail enthusiasts, the KTI offers an array of services and resources, including interactive maps to help Kansans discover trails, technical assistance and resources for communities and organizations to plan, design, and construct sustainable trails, promotional assistance to help spread the word about trail events across the state and inspire more people to explore and take advantage of the benefits of connecting with the outdoors, networking and membership opportunities to help build and foster a statewide community of trail advocates, and advocacy and support to ensure Kansas trails are accessible, sustainable, and well-maintained. The KTI's interactive trail map database can be used to find trails filtered by set length of trip, type of activity such as biking, horseback riding, kayaking, and more, and trails by surface type like gravel, natural, paved, or water. The organization is governed by a board of directors consisting of dedicated trail advocates, community leaders, and outdoor enthusiasts from across Kansas. To find more information and KTI trail maps, you can visit kstrails.org. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 95 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 67 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny and hot with a high near 101 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 71. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be sunny and hot with a high near 105. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 93. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 89. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 87. And on Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 90. Currently, with fair skies, it is 69 degrees. The humidity is 90%. The wind speed is southeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.01, and the dew point is 66 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21, and now it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State track and field assistant coach and Olympic champion Tara Davis Woodall dominated once again, claiming the women's long jump title at the 2025 U.S. Track and Field Outdoor Championships. Davis Woodall soared 7.12 meters to take the win, extending her undefeated streak to 14 straight competitions over the last two seasons. This marks her third consecutive national title. She will lead Team USA into the 2025 World Championships in Tokyo, where she'll look to add another world title to her already impressive resume. Former KU track star Bryce Hoppel continues to cement his name among America's elite in the 800 meters at the 2025 USA Track and Field Outdoor Championships. He placed third in a thrilling final. Despite placing third, his performance earned him a spot on Team USA for the sixth consecutive time. He'll now prepare for the World Championships in Tokyo as well. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
We arrived at the scene, and the job, like everyone before, was executed flawlessly, leaving us with more questions than answers.
It was time to bring in the big guns.
You don't mean?
Yeah,
John Deere bale documentation. All the data
one location. It was the answer to everything. Visit johndeere.com/bail documentation for more information.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisernhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.